Dhyaratamadhava Kunjabihari. Jayarad Umadhuva Kunjabihari. Gopijana Balaba Iribarudhagutte. Gopijana Balaba Iribarudhagutte. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranda Humna Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranda Humna Jamuna Teravana Chahare Yamona te rapanachadi. Jai Hurad Umadava Kunjabihari. Jayurad Umadhuva Kunjabihari. Gopilana Palappa Irivarudhavuti. Pijana Vadaba Hidibarudhavuti. Gopi Jana Malapa Hidibarudhavuti. Hidibarudhavuti Asud Nandana Raja Janaranda Huna Nandana Raja Janaranda Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Jambuna Tira Manachahuti. Yamuna Tera Banachari. Jai Hurad Madhuva Kunjabihari. Rad Madhuva Kunjabihari. Jayurad Umadhuva Kunjabihari.
Jai Om Vishnupad
Paramahansa Paravidikacharya
Osu Teta Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kichai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kichai. Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Kichai. Namacharya Siddhahuida Stakur Kichai. Prem se kaho shri krishna chaitanya parabhu nityananda shidvaita gadadha shri vasadi gaur bhaktivinoda gajai shri shri radha krishna gaur govinda sayam kunda radha kunda giri govardhan kijai vrindavanam kijai maturadam kijai jagadatha sami kijai yamunamai kijai shrimati lasi devi kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. So, what happened to Sundari? You gotta put the camera on the verse where we're reciting it. Okay, so reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 17th chapter, text 22. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ah. Whoops. Strong lady. Ta-ta. Uthaya Sampranta Daihamana Vrajau Kasaha Krishnam Yayus Te Shananang Maya Manujam Ishvaram Tata utaya sambranta Dayamana vrajau kasaha Krishnam yayuste sharanam Maya manu jamishvaram Tata utaya sambranta Dayamana Vrajaka Saha Krishnam Yayuste Sharanam Maya Manujamishvaram Tathagtaya Samranta Dayamana Vrajaka Saha Krishnam Yayuste Sharanam Maya Manujam Ishvaram. Okay. Tataha, then, Utaya, waking up, Sambrantaha, agitated. The Yamanaha, about to be burned. Vraja Ukkasaha, the people of Braja. Krishnam, to Krishna. Yehu, went. Te, they. Shalanam, for shelter. Maya, by his potency. Manujam, appearing like a human being. Ishvaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Then the residents of Vrindavana woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire, threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being. You can repeat. Then the residents of Vrindavan woke up, extremely disturbed by the great fire, threatening to burn them. Thus they took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who by his spiritual potency appeared like an ordinary human being. So, purport by the servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Shruti or Vedic mantras state, Sarupa Bhuthaya Nitya Shaktya Maya Kyaya. The Lord's external potency named Maya is innate in his original form. Thus, within the eternal spiritual body of the Supreme Lord, there is infinite potency, which effortlessly manipulates all existence according to the omniscient desire of the Absolute Truth. Whew. The residents of Vrindavan took shelter of Krishna, thinking, this blessed boy will certainly be empowered by God to save us. They remember the words of the sage Gargamuni spoken at the birth ceremony of Lord Krishna. Anena sarva dugani yaya anjas tadishyata. By his power, you will easily be able to cross over all obstacles. That's from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 8th chapter, text 16. Therefore, the residents of Vrindavan, who had full faith in Krishna, took shelter of the Lord in hopes of being saved from the impending disaster threatened by the forest fire. So I'm going to read also Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary here. Rajalkasa refers to those who lived in Braj by doing agricultural work. Krishna is described as Manuja, appearing as a human being in his natural form, Maya. Maya means Swarupa. The Shruti says, Swarupa Bhutaya Nitya Shakta Maya Kyakya. This is the same thing quoted in the other purport. It is called Maya because it is an eternal energy arising from the very Swarupa of the Lord. Garga had said that in times of danger, Narayan will enter this boy who has appeared by his mercy and will protect us. This boy will easily be able to deliver you from all types of obstacles. Narayan has now entered into Krishna. So having faith that Krishna now has the strength of Narayan. It's like Krishna the Shaktivesh avatar or something like that. It's actually quite interesting. This is what they were thinking. We will now take shelter of Krishna to cross over the danger. And I'm just going to read the next verse because my comments are based on both verses together. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga He Rama Mita Vikrama Esha Gora Tamo Vagnis Tabakan Grasatehi Naha. And the translation is, Vrindavan's resident said, Krishna Krishna, O Lord of all opulence, O Rama, possessor of unlimited power, the most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a short comment here. The inhabitants called out to Balaram as well because he had also, there's an English mistake in this thing, it says shown, not show. He had also shown that he was omniscient. They inferred that he as well was invested with the power of some deva.
Actually, I should read. Jiva Goswami's commentary is interesting. Their method of surrender is described. In excitement or out of natural affection, they call out to Krishna twice. O Krishna, from whom our good fortune arises, Mahabhaga, in your presence we have no fear. O Balaram with unlimited prowess, by your power the fire will be extinguished. Recognition of their great powers appeared, but not knowledge of their powers as the Lord. This fire is visible to us and swift and terrifying because it is coming near and we have no escape. It will destroy us completely, Grassate. We are yours. They say this to invoke his mercy or to make him understand that they should not be destroyed. By adding the word he, certainly, both boys are indicated since they are both addressed as the beginning of this verse. Because Krishna and Balaram are non-different, the word Tavakan indicated yours is the singular Panini 433 is used to denote both of them. Okay, so Om Gana Timidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, what I'd like to talk about here is the topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly, of course, what's mentioned here is one of the main topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is protection, or sometimes described as a special favor given to the faithful. And I'd like to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 2, verses 91 to 92, that talk about the 10 subjects of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then later on I'd like to drill down into the subject of protection. And one thing I wanted to mention is that generally devotees think that each one of the 10 cantos deals with a particular one of the 10 subjects of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srila Jiva Goswami does not actually accept that. That may come as a surprise to all of you. Srila Jiva Goswami says that each of the 10 cantos deals with, and we're not talking about the 11th and 12th, but each of the 12 cantos, let's say, deals with all 10 subject matters. And he said it's a mistake to think that each canto has a particular subject matter, is only that subject matter, or to label a particular canto with that subject matter. This verse is 91 to 92, Adi Lila 2. But Jiva Goswami's commentary is in the, I believe it's in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the 10 factors. Let's see. Yeah, it's in the second canto, 10th chapter, text 1, where Prabhupada quotes Jiva Goswami. But that's something different. So I just want to make that point because many devotees are taught that each canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam deals mainly with one particular, or can be labeled in terms of one particular topic of the 10 topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Jiva Goswami disagrees with that. So anyway, so apart from that, in order to be considered a Mahapurana, that means a great Purana, you have to have all these 10 topics. The ordinary Puranas, of course, to use the word ordinary, or let's say use the word regular Puranas, they can have 5 of the topics. But the Mahapuranas have 10. So here's the 10. I'm going to mention them very briefly, then I'm going to go to protection. And we can actually analyze in this particular pastime which of the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are actually being brought out, which is an interesting analysis. One is the creation of the ingredients of the cosmos. That's called Sarga. Sarga, of course, means first creation by Vishnu, and of course that's not being brought out right there. Two, the creations of Lord Brahma. That's called, generally called that Visarga. And then there's the maintenance of the creation. Let me just read it from the purport. That's called Stana. And then Poshana, which is actually the main topic of today. Special care and protection for the devotees by the Lord. So I'll read from Srila Prabhupada's comment here, which is actually quite interesting, and then we'll go on to the other topics, and then we'll come back to this. As a king maintains his kingdom and subjects, but nevertheless gives special attention to the members of his family, so the personality of Godhead gives special care to his devotees who are souls completely surrendered to him. And one of the reasons I picked this topic is what we're all going through with Bhakti Guru Maharaj right now. So that's why I wanted to pick this topic of protection, which is related to the verse and also related to what we're all in anxiety about now. And then the other topics are uti, the urge for creation or initiative power. And then there's the next topic is manvantara, which is the periods controlled by the manus. And it's not only just like the historical record, but it also teaches about the principles for living beings, like the manusamhita and other things that guide us. I was listening to a class that Srila Prabhupada was giving this morning. Prabhupada was quoting from the manusamhita about this specific topic of protection. And of course, it all started out with his discussion about women's position. It was a really controversial discussion with the devotees after Prabhupada had riled everybody up in Chicago. I don't know if you remember that. You know, Prabhupada gave a comment about women's positions and everything like that, and intelligence and everything like that. And then what happened is that the city, one of the city council women refused to see Prabhupada after that. And there was a whole interplay between the devotees and Prabhupada. But anyway, so Prabhupada was talking about protection. And when you talk about protection, in one sense, it means someone's weaker. But Prabhupada also said that, let's say, quoting from the Manusamhita, that not only are women supposed to be protected, but Brahmins, old people, cows, and children. So I'm also in that category. So anyways, so that's part of protection. And he says, so this manvantara descriptions actually also deals with protection. And then there's Ishanukata, which is scriptural information regarding Krishna, his incarnations and activities of his devotees, and that's certainly being dealt with in this verse here. Nirodha is not actually being dealt with in this verse because that's the winding up of all energies employed in creation. Mukti, in one sense, is being dealt with in this verse because that's the liberation of the conditioned souls engaged by the gross and subtle coverings. Because these residents of Vrindavan are not getting mukti, they're already liberated, they're Krishna conscious. But by reading these pastimes and taking shelter of Krishna, sharanam is the word used in one of the verses, we can actually get mukti in. And finally, it's ashraya, the transcendence, which Prabhupada sometimes translates as the summum bonum, the complete truth from which everything emanates. And that's also being dealt with here. So apart from these 10 topics, the primary one that's being dealt with in this particular verse or verses that we read today is the topic of poshanama, the protection of the devotees. And there's quite a bit of information about and stories about how Krishna protects the devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you have the story of Prahlad Maharaj, right? And Prahlad Maharaj, I mean, when you hear Prahlad Maharaj's story, how his father was attempting to kill him, torture him in so many ways, it's just amazing how the Lord protects him each and every time. Or you have the story even of Ajamil, where Ajamil was confronted with the Yamadutas having committed so many sinful activities throughout his life, and then just by simply chanting the Lord's holy names, he was protected. And of course, there's Ambarish Maharaj, who was basically attacked by a demon created by Durvasa Muni, and he didn't even